This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. New Zealand's Jacinda Ardern has become the first Prime Minister to march in Auckland's annual Pride Parade. Ardern cut a rainbow ribbon to mark the start of the event and said that she had participated in the parade countless times before becoming Prime Minister. She said, "The fact we live in a country where we shut down the streets to celebrate diversity and tell young people that they live in a place that is inclusive is something I hope we keep doing." Equality advocates have presented the Ruddock Religious Freedom Review with a petition calling for the repeal of all anti-discrimination exemptions that allow LGBTI people to be sacked or refused service. The petition, which garnered roughly 5,500 signatures, opposed discrimination in the name of religious freedom. One witness to the hearings for the review has alleged that the proceedings are biased against LGBTI people and aim to further entrench discrimination rather than fight it. Sydney councillor Christine Forster has written to the New South Wales Premier to ask that the city's venue lockout laws be relaxed on the night of the Mardi Gras parade. Forster said lifting the laws for Mardi Gras would be a gesture of goodwill towards the LGBTI community. The laws have previously been relaxed for Oxford Street and King's Cross venues on New Year's Eve. A man who was detained during this year's Midsummer Pride March has promised to return and repeat his protest next year. Tony Pittman was detained while protesting the Liberal Party float at the march last month before being released without charge. Ahead of next year's march, Pittman has said he plans to hire a megaphone and boo the Liberal Party contingent for the entire length of the Pride March this time, from beginning to end. The Melbourne Queer Film Festival has launched its 2018 program, which will present 85 sessions across nearly 2 weeks. The festival will encompass 38 features, 14 documentaries, and 72 short films, and will incorporate 2 world premieres, 12 Australian premieres, and 2 newly restored classic features. The opening night film this year will be Freak Show, a coming-of-age comedy based on the cult novel by renowned club kid James St. James. Leader of the Christian Democratic Party, Fred Nile, has spoken out in support of Bermuda for repealing its marriage equality laws. The British Territory legalised same-sex marriage in May last year, but last week passed a new law to reverse it. Nile called the move an example of good policy and called on other civilised countries to follow suit. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. Boxer Anthony Mundine says the media twisted his comments when he suggested that gay people should be put to death. After appearing on I'm a Celebrity, Mundine said that capital punishment was the only way to deter the problem of homosexuality, but denies making the comments, saying he has nothing against gays and that he was talking about pedophiles. Last week, Mundine told Sunrise that people shouldn't exploit homosexuality on prime time when kids are watching and reiterated that it's not possible for Aboriginals to be gay. The AFL has given trans player Hannah Mounsey the all-clear to play in the women's league at state level. Mounsey made headlines last year when she was banned from the AFLW draft for having an unfair advantage over her competitors, but can now play in an AFL-affiliated state league after the AFL executive signed off on the proposal. Mounsey made the announcement on Twitter, but was immediately hit with several abusive and bullying comments. Canadian skater Eric Radford has become the first openly gay man to win a gold medal at the Winter Olympics. Radford won the team figure skating event thanks to his pair's performance with partner Megan Duhamel. The world champ tweeted his amazement and pride at breaking the huge barrier at Pyeongchang. Radford later won bronze in the pairs with Duhamel and announced his retirement. Gay skater Adam Rippon also made history for Team USA by taking a bronze medal on his solo skate in the team figure skating event. Rippon paid tribute to the overwhelming support he's received at the Games and hopes to be a role model for young kids. Freestyle skier Gus Kenworthy gave his boyfriend Matt Wilkers an historic kiss before making the final of the slopestyle, which was broadcast live by NBC all around the world. Kenworthy finished in 12th place after breaking his thumb and suffering serious hip issues. Earlier, bisexual skater Irene Vos became the most successful speed skater in the Netherlands and Olympic history after adding a gold in the 1500-metre race, her 10th Olympic medal. With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fixed daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. And visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.